Proverbs for the day, February the 8th, Proverbs 8 and verse 4. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. He says, unto you, O men, I call. This is wisdom in verse 1, crying, understanding, putting forth her voice. Verse 2, in the top of the high places. Verse 2, by the way, in the place of the paths. Verse 3, at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in of the doors. So for our devotion today, let's talk about the call of God. The call of God. There is a very strong sense in which God deals with every person that comes into this earth. If he did not do so, he wouldn't be God, and his promises wouldn't be what they are, and his character wouldn't be what he declares it to be. But he does. You know, John 1 says, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1 verse 9, and the word light is capitalized. Okay? That is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. When you begin to think about what he tells them and what he teaches, and when you begin to think about the fact that God everywhere in his book proclaims that he deals with every person, he wouldn't be who he is otherwise. You know, he said, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. And so in our Bible, we're told clearly that God deals, he calls everybody. You get along around some of these guys, start this stuff about selective calling, you know they're wrong. It's kind of like the fruit of the day, or the feature of the day, this Calvinistic stuff amongst fundamental people, independent Baptists, so-called Bible believers. But it doesn't hold water. It doesn't hold up. It doesn't bear up under scrutiny. And so what we understand is that that's not the way God works. The call of God, for example, it's universal. Everybody's given the opportunity. It's unlimited, not limited. It's worldwide. It's everywhere. Psalm 19, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to end the world. And them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. And I've reminded you before, I'll remind you again, that that's why it's there. And so until the light is extinguished, the call of God is universal. The call of God is unlimited. The call of God until the light is extinguished. And God bears witness. He calls men. He deals with mankind. And so we understand that he says, unto you I call. Now, why is this so significant? Because the call of God to take it into all the world, for example, across the street, to your neighbor, to the fellow at work, the lady at work, someone in the school, someone in the neighborhood. Unto you, O men, I call. My voice is to the sons of men. It's universal. It's unlimited. It's until the light is extinguished. And then it's undertaken by those who have answered the call. What happens is this. When a man, a woman, a boy or girl answer the call of God, which is universal, it's to all. It is unlimited. It's worldwide, anywhere. Anywhere there's a sky, anywhere there's stars seen, anywhere there's a moon and a sun, anywhere there's a creation. So where's that? That's anywhere. And that's everywhere. But it's undertaken by those who have answered. You see, we answer the call of God. He calls out to us in so many different ways. And then we, as those who have answered, pass the call on. We call out to others. Picture verses 1 and 2 and 3 and verse 4 there of Proverbs chapter 8. You see, it's an unmistakable call. It's a call to believe God for salvation. It's a call to believe God for His promise. The call of God is never selective when it comes to the gospel. The call of God is never selective when it comes to discipleship. He said, whosoever, He said, if any man will come after me, He said, he that, not gender specific, she that, anyone that. Now, what's a call unto? It's a call unto unmerited favor. That's mercy. And that's grace. It has been said that, you know, mercy is missing out on the bad you got coming to you. And grace is being able to receive the good you could never have coming to you. Why? Because it's unto eternal life. It's unto life eternal. In the Garden of Eden, they were made innocent. In the Garden of Eden, they didn't have the curse of death. In the Garden of Eden, they did not have the knowledge of good and evil. And yet we find clearly stated that in that garden was not just the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but there was the tree of life. So life, even for the first man created, the first woman created, the first couple that lived on the face of the earth, for them to have forever life, the tree of life, for them to have forever life, it had to be received. You see, God is calling constantly to people. Let's be aware of that today. And once you're saved, He's calling out to you all the time. He'll call you to Himself. He'll call you to live a life that really that shows what God means by separation unto Him. What God means by someone being a disciple. You see, we're not trying to be the bait. We're not trying to be something that brings somebody in. He didn't say, live your life so you will draw men unto you. He didn't say that. He said, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. The call of God is unto Jesus Christ. It's not unto a way of life. But those who come to Him will follow a way of life. The call of God is not unto an organization. Far too many, that's what they're trying to build today, is an organization. And their synonym of congregation is what throws it off. Now, He's calling them unto Himself. He said, come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. It's the call of God unto Himself. If you are saved, He's calling you unto Himself every day that you live. He wants you to live in such a way that you show, Romans 12:1-2, that you prove the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Those are all three synonyms for the same thing. That is true, abandoned to Jesus Christ, as Ellie Maxwell wrote. So I would encourage you today, answer the call of God. Extend the call of God.